Hello everybody, I'm Bruce Kyle. I'm an architect evangelist and I represent Microsoft with software companies in the United States Pacific Northwest. I'm here with Stuart Solarier to explore the new language features in C# 4. It's a whirlwind tour of C# 4. Stuart's going to describe each of the major features and why it's useful. He doesn't get into best practices nor suggested usages. It's just the facts about each feature.
Hello. I'm Stuart Solarier, and I'm a Microsoft Regional Director in Portland, Oregon, and an MVP on Connected Systems. You can reach me through my blog at visualstuart.net.
Hey, Stuart, what's today's whirlwind?
I'm glad you asked. I'm going to introduce you to the topics we'll be covering in the next several whirlwinds. I'm going to be talking about the C# 4.0 features. So what's new in the language? First, we'll be talking about dynamic lookup. Now, dynamic certainly has to do with dynamic languages, but it also applies to a number of other settings that you might not realize also involve an element of dynamics to them. For example, COM's iDispatch interface is an example of dynamic dispatch. You may be programming with dynamic structures. You may be wanting to create your own dynamic objects within C#. And dynamic lookup gives us one syntax for all of those and allows us to use dynamics in a way that makes sense with our C# code. I'll also be introducing you to named and optional parameters. These are two features that work very well together, and so we'll talk about them as a piece. And they vastly simplify a number of scenarios, for example, where you're providing several different overloads for a method or for a constructor just to provide the convenience of being able to omit unnecessary parameters in certain cases. There are two very interesting pieces that make interop with COM a better story in C# 4.0, and so we'll cover those because, after all, a lot of intellectual property assets are still in COM and likely to remain there for some time. And so being able to have a better experience when consuming those from your C# 4.0 code only makes us better and more effective developers. I'll also have a session on covariance and contravariance. They're two big words, but the concepts are pretty darn simple and provide you with the behavior that most people would actually expect in certain programming scenarios. Covariance and contravariance, both examples of variance, has to do with how type hierarchies interact with generic collections. So you'll see some great stuff there. And finally, we'll have a short session on an interesting change to events in C# 4.0, and specifically how events are serialized and how that might affect code that you already have as you move it to C# 4.0. So let's get started. I'll see you in the next whirlwind.
This is Bruce again. Thanks for watching. The links to the code are posted up on Channel 9, and you can come join me on the USISV community blog.
And this is Stuart Solarier. I'll see you at visualstuart.net.